It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Sparky, 5:55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee sports update from the Wendy's studios. Right now at Wendy's, kickstart your morning with a new breakfast burrito. This isn't your average breakfast burrito. No, no. We're talking 6 strips of bacon, seasoned potatoes, 2 fresh cracked eggs, and 2 slices of cheese, all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. It's delicious. It's a complete breakfast in one hand, ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing Wendy's new breakfast burrito. Time now to sit down and chat with our guy, president of baseball operations over there at the Milwaukee Brewers. He is Rick Schlesinger. And I guess, Rick, we'll start off first talking about something that doesn't involve the Brewers, but the Bucks. They announced that they have a deal with WMLW, taking some of those games off of Bally Sports Wisconsin. As we all know, that Bally Sports Group is struggling with their bankruptcy thing going on right now. Have you had any conversations about taking some of your Brewers games and putting them on local TV for this year? And if so, any hints as to who it may be with?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any such discussions. We're in the last year of our contract with Bally's, and if we do have an over-the-air option, I anticipate it would be after 2024. The NBA has a different deal with Bally's than we do, and I think because of that, the Bucks and other NBA teams are able to take advantage of having some of their games on over-the-air free television during this year. But that's something, if it's an option for us, it will be in 2025 or beyond.
I know when Mark Lazary and Wesley Edens, those guys, bought the Bucks, I had brought up the idea of you guys having your own sports channel. Then thereafter that, Marquee started up in Chicago for the Cubs. Has there been any more conversation or talk about that because of what's going on with Bally's as far as you and the Bucks possibly teaming up for your own channel?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I would say this is, you know, the economics of, you know, regional sports networks are challenging, and they're particularly challenging in a market like Wisconsin, where we don't have the population base that you do in Chicago or New York or Houston or Los Angeles. So, you know, we obviously are working with Bally's, and hopefully, you know, they will fulfill their obligations this year. And then, you know, as things progress after 2024, 2024, we'll have a lot more optionality in terms of what we think we might want to do and what conversations we can have. But I think everything's going to be explored. Nothing's off the table because it's obviously important. We want to make sure that our fans get the widest possible distribution of our live games, and we want to do it in packages and in, you know, mechanisms that make sense for them that appeal to them.
This Milwaukee Sports Timeout brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24/7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com.
I'm curious. I mean, you're an old guy like me. Do you think there's still value in over-the-air TV, even though a lot of these younger kids are stuck on their phones and so forth?
I think there's a role for over-the-air television. I don't know that it's ever going to be the primary means of distributing live games. The economics of over-the-air television, the challenges with distribution. You know, there isn't one over-the-air television station that can get all of Wisconsin. So you'd have to, you know, negotiate a number of different deals with a number of different station groups to get kind of the distribution. But you know, there's a role for it for sure. The determination of the distribution economics, all that has to be determined, and that's for a future conversation for sure.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about something that I think has made me more angry than anything in sports ever in my life, and that is the whole Craig Counsell situation for numerous reasons. Not because he can't go where he wants to have a job, but for other things that have been said in the past from him. But with that being said, when Craig Counsell comes out that he's leaving to go to the Chicago Cubs, what kind of feedback were your guys and girls getting as far as ticket sellers going? Was it a lot of hostile feedback? Or how were fans reacting to that initially?
Yeah, I think fans were very surprised. And, you know, I certainly have seen social media and I've seen, you know, postings, and there's anger and there's, you know, people are upset. And we haven't seen it in terms of negative impact on our business.
Good.
What I keep reminding people is, yeah, as you said, you know, everybody has the opportunity to go work where they want. And Craig was given the opportunity and he took that opportunity. And, you know, I don't wish him the best, because we want to beat the Cubs, but obviously, you know, our organization is more than just one manager or one GM or one president of business operations. It's a whole group of, you know, dozens and dozens of people who put together, you know, the roster, who put together the farm system, who put together the plan for, you know, how we're going to manage and coach these guys, and really confident in Pat Murphy, really confident in Matt Arnold, his staff. So again, you know, I keep reminding people, you know, the organization is more than just one person, and change is inevitable. You know, managers and GMs come and go. I'm really happy with the group we have, looking forward to leading us in 2024.
With that being said, as far as ticket sales for that Cubs series, I mean, you already got issue with Chicago people coming up here, and it obviously doesn't matter one way or the other. You just want to collect the money. I get that. But would you anticipate there being more want from a Brewers fan perspective because he is managing the other team now?
Yeah, I think, you know, we go on sale with single game tickets on February 15th. I suspect that first Cubs series at home here will be a extremely popular game, and I do think that our fans will be very interested in coming out. You know, it's always a good rivalry, the Cubs and Brewers, and, you know, there's a lot of people who whine about the Cubs fans coming up here, but, you know, at the same token, when I'm at Wrigley Field, there's an awful lot of Brewers fans there, so it's just the nature of the rivalry, and we're fortunate to have, you know, a rivalry so close, and people can drive back and forth or take the train. But yeah, I expect those games to be very much in demand, and I expect to have a lot of Brewers fans there, you know, very interested in seeing what it looks like to see Counsell on the other side with a Cubs uniform on.
I mean, your memory is good. Has there been a player acquisition in an offseason where you saw a noticeable spike in Brewers fans' interest and ticket sales because of that player? Obviously, in season, it's Sabathia. I think that's easy. But in say, the offseason, whether I don't know if it's Rhys Hoskins, but maybe Zach Greinke or somebody along those lines where it was a huge impact from a ticket standpoint?
Yeah, I think, you know, your memory is also good. You know, in-season acquisitions tend to have a bigger spike just because, you know, usually the team is fighting for a postseason spot, and the dramatic introduction of a new player gives a lot of excitement there. But, you know, when we signed Zach Greinke in advance of the 2011 season, there was a spike. When we signed Yelich or traded for Yelich and signed Lorenzo Cain before the 2018 season, there was a noticeable spike. Other than that, yeah, I mean, I think what people see is overall they know that the team that exists in January or even February is not necessarily the team that we're going to break camp with, and people just want to understand, you know, are we going to be competing, are we going to be competitive, are we going to be good? And I think the message for the fans is yes. You know, we obviously lost Brandon Woodruff, wish him the best in his recovery, but you know, the team is back. We added Hoskins, we've added a big bat at first, the rookies have another year under their belt. I'm excited for some of the new kids coming up. So I'm very excited for the team. We're going to be very competitive. It's going to be very exciting, the Central Division, with a lot of teams also improving.
Rick, let's talk a little bit about...
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
So some of the new things going on at American Family Field, not only will the team be exciting, but some of the new stuff going on. Talk about this gigantic new scoreboard in center field compared to what you did have there previously.
Yeah, I think the biggest dramatic impact that people will see when they come to the ballpark is, you know, the center field display is now double the size of the old one, and it's also got the highest resolution in all of baseball, so it's going to be a really crisp picture for fans, great video. We also have a second board in right field that's almost 3,000 square feet, so, you know, together we're adding about 15,000 square feet of high-resolution video boards. Much more, you know, ability for us to present video, statistics, game action, pump up the fans, crowd prompts. So we're really excited about that. I think that's the big thing. And then, you know, we're also renovating and enlarging our retail store in left field. We're also adding a Third Street Market Hall annex. So we're having 4 different specialty food group vendors come in. So, you know, just try to make things a little more exciting, a little more interesting, a little more variety.
Yeah, I love the Third Street Market Hall annex thing. That was something that really flagged me right away to want to call get with you on this whole idea. So the concept essentially is, are they like 4 pop-up stores, or is it going to be like a built-out structure where they're all side by side by side, or how is it going to look?
Yeah, they're all going to be on the loge level in right field by the cocktail bar, not far from the, you know, the craft beer
right.
bar. So you're going to have four different locations to start out, and there'll be permanent stands offering barbecue, Venezuelan food, tacos, and a couple of other offerings. And then, you know, we're looking to maybe expand it. So we'll see how the first four go. We have room to add more.
Oh.
And if the fans are excited about it, we'll add more.
Yeah, that's great. How about the year-round venues that you guys have added here in the last year or so at American Family Field? Obviously, you got a golf, you got a brand new restaurant. How have those both been going throughout the winter?
Yeah, we've had great success. The X-Golf is doing very, very well, and fans love it. It's a great space. You know, in the off-season, there's not the weather's not real conducive to golf unless you can travel to Florida, Arizona. So those pods are, our simulators are very crowded, very busy. Restaurant's doing well. We've changed the menu up. We're looking forward to, you know, continually tweaking everything to make it more inviting. Yeah, we want to, you know, make this place more of a year-round destination, and when winterization happens, we'll be able to host events here in the bowl in the coldest months of the year.
I got one other piece of this I'm curious about. As far as Brewer spring training goes, as far as what attendance looks like for that, since, you know, you guys redid everything out there, the fan experience, I always say it's a bucket list thing. If you're a baseball fan, or if you have kids that are baseball fans or play baseball, I think it's one of those things that you have to do at some point to say that you've done it. And especially in Arizona, where there are so many other stadiums that you can go to so close together, I just think it's a must do for a baseball fan. I know it can get pricey because hotel rates get jacked and everything else, but I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, no, I obviously I'm biased because I spend, you know, a decent chunk of the spring in Phoenix. Our complex is gorgeous. You know, obviously we renovated and spent a lot of money to, you know, upgrade the operations for the baseball folks as well as, you know, the stadium bowl. So it's a great place. It's centrally located. Like you said, you know, you're no more than an hour from any other ballpark. So if you're a fan of the Brewers and you want to see them on the road in spring training, it's very easy to go to different ballparks. Yeah, hotels can be a little pricey. Flights can be pricey, but there are plenty of deals, and you know, it's just a great experience. I do recommend it. The weather's usually fabulous in March, and it's fun, and it's just, you know, it's part of the fabric of our game, which is, you know, spring training, these guys getting ready, and you're going to see future stars and the regular players.
I haven't been out there in a couple of years, but when I was going out there every year back in the day with Tim Allen, Cubs and Dodgers were always the most popular tickets, and those were the ones that always filled up the stadium. Are there other teams doing the same, or are you just more filled up regularly now than you were back then?
Yeah, crowds are definitely, you know, larger than in the past. And, you know, I think the Diamondbacks actually draw well. Obviously, a lot of fans of the Diamondbacks sure. who live there year-round, and they come. Cubs are always the number one draw. Dodgers are a huge draw. Diamondbacks, you know, I think it varies. Sometimes, you know, you'll have a star player on the Mariners or another team, and they'll draw fans. But, you know, it's those three teams. And then, you know, obviously, you know, weather is a factor, day of the week's a factor, but yeah, it's fun. It's great to see these other teams, and you know, it's nothing wrong with being in the summer sunshine and the warm weather in March when it's usually typically cold here.
Nobody does it better than this guy right here, Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, and hopefully he's here forever. I mean, Euchre just turned 90, so I figure you could at least work till that point, Rick.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be around by then, but Euchre's a legend. You know, I'll leave it to him. But yeah, I'm enjoying my time here and looking forward to a lot of good years of baseball.
When you got here, did you think you'd be here still? All these years later?
No, you know, generally you don't last that long in one club. So I've been very fortunate that, you know, Mark Antanasio and the ownership group has kept me on. And, you know, I've always, you know, always grew up wanting to work for the Brewers. And so it's really just a privilege to work for the organization. And the fact that I've been here for 21 years is somewhat, you know, shocking. And just, it's a great testament to people of faith. And, you know, if you love what you do and you have passion for it, you know, things usually work out.
So I tell my kid, he's a junior, I keep telling him, I say, you better find something you love. And he is all about the money. I'm like, that's great, but that does not mean you're going to like what you do. You might make a lot of money, but if you hate your job, then it's a job. If you love what you do, then it's not work. And that's the key to success and happiness, I think, in this life. Rick, thanks so much for coming on, man, and good luck this season with the Brewers.
Thank you, sir.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!